For those in the West who have lost their way, no longer sure of whether to believe in their traditions or believe at all, it is useful to recall that liberty is our overarching concern. Liberty, as Edmund Burke counsels, must adhere in some sensible object, and every nation has formed to itself some favorite point which becomes the criterion of happiness. Existentialists demur. For them, the past is a dream for which they wish to awaken. They refuse to accept the tyranny of the dead. However, it is the history of self-government and the unique spirit and energy emerging from the Judeo-Christian tradition that offers a communion of liberty that sets the West apart from others. Liberty now inheres in, or so we are told, the technique of administration, a liberty created and perfected by a remote class of specialists. This technique applies rationality and technology in order to annul one's national inheritance. Yet however successful the specialists are in redrafting history as the efflorescence of gender, race, and class, the past and present are being sacrificed for a future of group rights and a diminished sense of liberty. Tradition affirms the existence of beliefs and practices distilled from human experience, shaping the meaning of who we are. To force that experience into an ideological Procrustean bed is to mislead and misjudge. Only in traditional society can a democratic republic serve the ethical ends of the populace. This is possible because each person is seen as having his own peculiar and essential function. For example, the family is central in the succession of culture, since it can encourage a reverence for the past and the future. It is, after all, love of the living tradition of one's culture and the ballast it establishes that leads society's members to reproduce. To reject the past and doubt everything, as many contemporary progressives do, affirms nothing but nihilism, a condition that breeds the below replacement birth rate for many nations in Europe and Japan. Under the veil of the new order, the system of managers finds ways to make their positions permanent. They govern inscrutably, striking down challengers as enemies of progress. But if standards of truth are found only in the general description of phenomena as qualified by science, then how is one to address intimate longings to know the truth about ourselves? The corollary case of a language that cannot speak authentically about human experiences because of scientific dogma also militates against the pursuit of truth. Words, culture, and symbols that compose the Western tradition should be invited into our lives through religion and ancestral origins. What has been lost under scientism can be regained through tradition. This is not a call for nostalgia, but for a full conception of combining the past, the present, and the future into a defense of our way of life. Denying the accumulation of inheritances from our past leaves us in a quandary. What do existentialists ultimately want? What good is complacency and the building of confidence in the face of hardened opposition? The West has been attacked internally and exogenously. It's time to strike back, to assert the principles on which the West rests. Leaders from Wales to Kosovo are now organizing for retribution against extremism. It didn't work before, and I'm not sanguine it will work this time. But what are the alternatives? Doing nothing is not an option. So grab a shield and shout the politically incorrect statement that the West is best, and be prepared to defend that position.